And guess what? Bob Janetsky's here with us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Duke. It's great to be back on Talk of the Town.
Ah, yes. Well, I think things are kind of calming down in Lansing, aren't they?
You know, it's kind of like getting off a roller coaster. It takes you a few minutes to calm down still. So we had a busy couple of weeks there between the state budget, the minimum wage battle, the Detroit settlement, and the what would have been a 42-cent a gallon gas tax increase. And so you're right, there's not as much news jumping out of Lansing, but we're still trying to peel through all the news that was there.
Yeah, well, of course, one of these days we're going to have to solve the road problem.
I agree 100% with you. One of these days we're going to have to solve it, but I'm glad that the Senate didn't solve it with the 42-cent a gallon increase. Yeah. I don't think that was the right direction. Duke, we just passed a state budget that's $52 billion.
Wow.
Surely, if we get to work hard and go back to work, we can find more money for the roads without hurting people out in Allegan and Overijssel Township and Salem Township.
Yeah, I hope so. Got a call here. Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Yeah, he was just talking about trying to pass that 42-cent gallon gas tax.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pass it, I assure you.
I'm telling you right now that most people, I mean, I realize our roads need to be fixed, but, I mean, we're going to have the highest gas tax in the whole country, and we just can't afford that. I mean, you got food going up, everything's going up, and then you want to double the gas tax.
I certainly do not want to double the gas tax.
I know, but the other one, somebody does.
You're right, somebody does. Let's make sure we find them and neutralize them.
Because I sure don't want to see that happen.
No, as I mentioned, Duke, we just passed a budget that's $52 billion. Keep in mind, I voted against that budget in part because I'm convinced that we could find more money in there for roads.
Okay.
And I'm hearing a lot more from my constituents that they want money for roads than they do for the film tax credits, of which there's $50 million in that state budget.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Yes. With regards to the Detroit settlement, we're bailing out Detroit. The taxpayers of the state of Michigan are going to have to pay it. Taxes are obviously probably going to go up in the state of Michigan. Previous caller talked about the gas tax possibly to pay for roads and everything. My biggest concern is, Mr. Janetsky, is the public sector unions that are out there and the profligate spending on the part of the Democrats trying to prop everything up. I mean, they can give everybody anything they want, you know, retirement benefit-wise and everything like that, versus a private business, even if they have a union. The union can make demands all day long on a private business, but the business can say no, and if the union drives them out of business, well, they're out of business. The problem with the state, and also the federal government for that matter, is that they're not going out of business. What they'll do is they'll go ahead and give whoever the amount of money that they want and everything like that and wind up charging the taxpayers. Now, what we're finding, as I'm sure you're aware of this, is that in various states, the taxes are so doggone high, people are leaving. Businesses are leaving. They're saying, to heck with this, we're going to go someplace where the taxes are lower. Unfortunately, it's just a crazy situation. We've spent ourselves, apparently, almost into oblivion. If not yet, soon it's going to happen. And we need to have better controls on spending there in Lansing. I just wonder what your thoughts are on all this.
Well, first of all, there's a lot there. Very, very astute call. Informative stuff. And I go back to, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who said there's no reason why public employees should ever need to unionize. I'm paraphrasing there, but he was of the belief that because, you know, some people go into a union because the perception that the private sector management is, you know, going to abuse them, overwork them, or not give them fair working conditions. But boy, when your employer is the government owned by the taxpayers, that they're obligated by every means to make sure that your working environment is safe and things like that. So Roosevelt, way back in the 40s, said that there was no reason for public employees to be part of a union. Moving forward, it sounds like, and I appreciate the concern, that with public employees in a union, the belief is that they can keep going to the endless trough, and when you're down at the bottom of the trough, you just raise taxes. One of the improvements that has been forced on Detroit, whether they liked it or not, is an agreement under this authority that will oversee Detroit for many, many years, is that they cannot, the city of Detroit cannot put any more than 5% toward, I'm sorry, any more than 7%, which is the exact same amount that the state can put, toward employee retirement plans. What they were doing in the past is they were saying, okay, we'll give you 7% of your base salary, plus 7% of your overtime, plus 7% of when you work on holidays and stuff like that, and that 7% added up to some six-figure pensions. Under the reforms that will basically be forced on the city of Detroit for this settlement, they cannot do any more than 7% of the base salary, which is exactly what the state can do now. And keep in mind that their state employees have gotten rid of, at the state level, the pensions. We don't have it anymore. Under Governor Engler, they shifted all new state employees to a 401k, which is very, very private sector-like.
Right, that's correct. That's the biggest problem. Somebody getting a $100,000 a year pension, when, as far as I know, even with somebody, say, in the UAW or whatever like that, they don't get that kind of money out
nope.
there.
Nope.
No question about it. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of those people, 20 years, 25 years, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they get to retire a full pension, and the taxpayer is going to pay for that for, what, 30, 35 years maybe on something like that?
Yep.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I've even heard of some places out in California, which doesn't surprise me, of places where you can go to work for 10 years and collect a pension along those lines, and that maybe not as much money, I'm not 100% certain, but still for 10 years, and you can say, hey, I'm retired, and start collecting, and collect for maybe 50 years.
Right.
Off the taxpayers.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right. I've got two quick things to say, and it's a great topic, but again, we've got state employees in Michigan out of the pension system. Any new employee is now on 401k, which is really important and very valuable.
Sure.
In addition, you look at three governors, all Republicans, who nationwide liberals are trying to knock out this cycle. Those are Scott Walker, Governor Snyder, and John Kasich down there in Ohio. All three have made an effort to clamp down on those unlimited benefits and the never-ending trough, and I think those are really important. And finally, one of the things that Governor Snyder and the legislature have tried to do with local municipalities is hold them accountable with revenue sharing and things like that to make sure that their own pensions are funded at a fair manner so that they don't keep running an imbalance and having to run to the taxpayer. Long term, we need to shift everybody to a free market 401k plan.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Good morning. I don't think we should be bailing out Detroit from their problems. We've got enough problems of our own to deal with than to be bailing out Detroit. If we were having problems, do you think Detroit would bail us out? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I really don't.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, and I think a lot of people, Duke, were surprised that I voted for that settlement package, and here were my reasons. I did not see, without this settlement package, I did not see Detroit getting out of bankruptcy or getting out of serious trouble or all the lawsuits between the city and the state ending any sooner than 5 years and maybe going on to 10 years. In addition, if you look at the average pensioner, none of the money that in the settlement goes to the city. It all goes to cover people's pensions who were going to get, in some cases, as much as a 36% cut to their pension. Now, you and I instantly think about the guy running around with a $100,000 a year pension. The average pension that was in that system is $17,000 to $19,000 a year, which I think we can all agree is not a ton of money. And if they would have been cut as much as 36%, as would have happened in the forced bankruptcy, a lot of those people would have ended up on state Medicaid rolls. They would have ended up with state bridge cards and on state cash assistance, thereby costing all of us a lot more money and perhaps stretching out the social safety net a lot worse. So those were my reasons. I don't like the situation. None of us did. But in order to get Detroit out of bankruptcy and in order to force a lot of these long-term financial restrictions on the city that we were able to put on, it all needed to be part of the package.
I think a lot of it, you know, falls with that Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah, we get him to pay now.
And his dirty dealings, and
yeah.
Now we have to deal with it.
You know, I agree with you 100%.
And he's the one that should, you know, pay it back.
Yeah,
right.
Instead of making us be the ones to pay it back.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the condition of our roads.
Yeah.
Okay, I got some more calls coming in here, ma'am.
And our schools.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Yes.
I would like to say that I believe what Bob has been saying resonates with most of the people in this area. And I don't always agree with everything Bob votes on, but most of the time I do. And the problem is that here we have a good representative in the 80th District in Bob, but he's termed out. And I would like to remind our viewers that there's somebody sitting in the wings in the person of Cindy Gamrat, who expresses the same sentiments as Bob has and more, and would resonate with the people south of Holland in Bob's district. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
I appreciate the kind words.
And so what are your plans, Bob? Do you have any plans for the future?
Well, I've got a lot of catching up to do because the last couple of weeks in Lansing have meant that I've been on the road a lot.
That's
more.
Right.
So I've got a stack of reading about that big to catch up on. And, in fact, I've got some constituent letters, emails, and phone calls. So if there are people out there waiting to hear back from me or my office, I apologize. I've got a lot of catching up to do,
yeah.
And I will be doing that probably just be in Lansing once a week the next 2 weeks or so. Catching up on those things, and I pray to get through that reading stack and respond to all those emails as soon as possible. People deserve an answer. You contact my office,
yeah.
And with a fair question, you deserve a fair answer. And that's going to be busy. We're also planning our local officials conference, Juke, which is a big deal. I bring all the elected officials throughout Allegan County and down to Allegan, and I bring them up to date on what's going on in Lansing with the House Fiscal Agency and things like
and
that.
And another call here. Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Yes, Bob. I was wondering if moving ahead in the future, whether Detroit will be treated the same as any other city, whether that's, you know, whatever revenue they get back from the state, whether that's schools or regardless of what it is, whether there's some equalizing factor there.
Hey, that's a great question, and it's important, too, because if you look historically, Detroit has always won out in things like revenue sharing and special grants for schools and this and that. And I think you're going to see a lot more accountability throughout the line. Keep in mind, when Governor Snyder first came in, his first budget, he cut revenue sharing in half. And I believe at that time, the revenue sharing line item, don't quote me on it, but it was roughly $300 million sent out by the state to all the municipalities throughout the state. One half of all of that, one half, so $150 million, went to the city of Detroit. Now, since then, there have been a lot of changes, and this year in the House of Representatives, a new formula was developed whereby statutory revenue sharing would go to all communities, including a lot of small townships, which in Allegan County, that's the bulk of what we have, smaller townships.
Right.
And there was a plan to basically allocate $7.14 per person throughout the state to all those municipalities that didn't get statutory revenue sharing previously. It didn't all make it through in the first try this time around. But the chairman of that committee is committed to making sure that there's a statutory revenue sharing plan that everyone participates in statewide and that everyone understands.
I would just hope in the future that you keep your eye open. I don't see any reason why they should receive more money or any special attention.
I agree with you 100%, and one of the things that we need to continue to work at and change, and as I'm termed out, it's up to you. It's up to everybody on the other end of this microphone and speakers to hold them accountable, because when I made these votes, I made them under the conditions that I knew people would be watching and that the entire moving on from here on, the rest of the state, everybody's going to be treated in the same fair way, because if I thought that Detroit was going to get special cookies and special goodies, there's no way I would have voted for the settlement.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I know you were a school teacher before, Bob.
Yes.
Are you still thinking about that?
I would go back to teaching for the right situation. Keep in mind, though, Juke, that I'm termed out on December 31,
right.
So typically that's midway through the school year. Aren't too many schools hiring at that point, but if the right situation came up, I would love to go back to teaching. I miss it. I enjoyed it. I was good at it, and I got to learn a lot from my students. Remember that I taught alternative high school, so at-risk students, kids who had been kicked out of other places, kids who had kids, kids who had been to jail. It was a very worthy opportunity for me to learn from people who weren't necessarily as blessed as I was growing up.
Not only that, your experience in the legislature would also be a good adjunct to your teaching.
I don't know. The maturity level at alternative high school is much greater than that in the legislature.
Is that right?
Sometimes.
That's true. That's true. Very good. All right. Do you see a good field of people to replace you?
Yeah, you know, I always enjoy following it. One caller called in about Cindy Gamrat, a Tea Party activist down there out of Plainwell. It's a very nice lady, comes from a nice family. Mary Whiteford from the South Haven area is very active with the Women's Commission, and she's out there fighting human trafficking on a regular basis. Steve Schultz, the township supervisor there from Allegan Township, is he's been in office, I think, 13 years and has done a lot of neat collaboration efforts. And Randy Brink, the former county commissioner from the area, is in it. It's a good field with some good choices.
Got a call here. Yes, you're on the line with Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, what's the status of doing something about the catastrophic insurance fund?
Hey, great question, and I'll tell you, boy, it seemed like we heard a lot of these questions more back in the spring, so we all must have been getting our bills then. Keep in mind that there have been two separate bill packages. One actually made it out of committee and has been on the floor, meaning that a floor vote could come up any day, but it's been on the floor for over a year and a half because it got blocked by a lot of the people who are critically injured and in the MCCA fund, and then it got blocked by a lot of the hospitals who are worried that if they don't have that they can't make up for losses in other areas. Now, that package was run by Rep. Pete Lund out of Macomb. A new package was put forth by the Speaker just this past spring, which actually capped benefits at, I think, close to $9 million, which would be the most in the nation by anybody still. Right now it's unlimited, but I think it capped it at roughly $9 to $10 million, and that package, again, hospitals are fighting it, saying that there's no way that they can make ends meet if they don't have the ability to charge unlimited. So it's that has not received a vote either. I've committed to voting for something if it comes up, because I'm hearing from way too many people in Allegan County that they're struggling.
Okay, 395-1450 is the number here if you'd like to give us a call this morning. Our line is open, and you can talk to Bob directly. Okay. Good morning. You're on the line with Bob.
Yeah, Bob, is there any chance that what Snyder and the company can be turned back if the other party gets in? That's my concern. I of Joe Hoffman.
Hold on. Can you repeat the question? I didn't understand it entirely.
What we have accomplished since Snyder got in.
Yes.
That was the Democrats take over. Can they reverse all the progress we've made?
Oh, that's a great question. Keep in mind that whenever you have divided, it looks like the state Senate will almost 100% stay Republican. So they can't reverse a lot of the statute things that we've done, the laws that we've put in place as far as that. But budgets, whenever you have divided government, there's a lot of negotiating. And and that's under Granholm. We had a Republican Senate and a Democratic House and Governor Granholm. So you would probably see budgets increase quite a bit because you have to assume that the liberals would start high, conservatives would still start low, and they'd have to meet somewhere in the middle. There's a challenge that some of the things we've done reform-wise could be undone.
Yeah.
And boy, I'd hate to see that happen. I'd feel really bad about that.
The other question is, how come Farm Bureau is not supporting Governor Snyder?
Are they supporting Schauer, Mark Schauer?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, that's kind of a shock to me.
That's a huge shock to me. Thank you for that. I'll have to look that up. I was unaware of that. But
that's what scares me now. If the Democrats get back in, they could undo what what we've already accomplished. So.
Yeah, definitely. Some of those things, remember, eliminating the Michigan business tax, creating balanced budgets when we were running budget deficits of $1.5 billion before we got in.
I wish you could stay in.
Oh, thank you and bless you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
I'd kind of like that, too, if you'd stay in.
I'm not willing to break the law to do it, Duke. The Constitution, hey, listen, you know, the Constitution dictates term limits, and the Constitution, that provision was put in the Constitution via ballot initiative of the people. And I respect the courts, I respect the legislature, I respect the executive branch, the governor, but there's no will I respect greater than the will of the voters, the will of the people, and that's who put that in there, and I think we should all keep that in mind.
Right. Well, Bob, we certainly thank you for your service, and good. Of course, we're going to see you back here.
Well, I was going to say, Duke, I'm still here through December 31.
This
I got
is
a lot
not
more
goodbye.
Work to do. Oh, all right, good. Listen, I do want to say on the way out, Duke, I want to offer condolences to the family of Eleanor Nielsen down in Allegan. Eleanor's a former county commissioner, Trowbridge Township official, and served on the Allegan County Commission on Aging. Recently passed away a day or two ago of cancer, and just a wonderful public servant, and my thoughts and prayers are with her family.
Thank you very much.